Welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's Word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up, and supporting what we do by going to realtalkwithjordan.com. On today's episode, we're going to look at one of the scariest trends in Christianity. And what used to be taboo is now becoming more and more accepted around the world. And this needs to stop today. So are you ready? Let's go.
Are gay people going to hell?
No, not because they're gay. Everybody, we go to hell because we choose to reject the grace of God. The only way you can go to hell is
if a gay person accepts Christ.
Jesus Christ, he's going to heaven.
Okay.
Without a doubt.
Okay. Fair enough.
Well, that was false teacher Rick Warren. And I wanted to use this video as an intro to kind of help set up where we're heading today in this episode. So right there, he had three massively unbiblical points. Let's quickly break them down. First of all, he says that you don't go to hell because you're gay. That's strike one. Second, he says that you go to hell because you choose to reject the grace of God. That is strike two. And then he says, as long as a gay person accepts Jesus Christ, then they're going to heaven. And that's strike three. And Rick Warren, you're out. Now, yes, that clip was a few years old. But I want to make it very clear that there is a dangerous trend in Christianity that is gaining a lot of traction and impacting a lot of lives. And it's the idea that you can do whatever you want, you can live however you want, you can love however you want, and you can still be saved and still go to heaven. Let me be very clear that that is 1,000% unbiblical and goes contrary to what the Bible teaches. And I want to show you some clips of what this new trend looks like and prove to you how wrong it is. But before we jump into these clips, we need to have a clear foundational understanding. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." In Isaiah 59, verse 2, it says, "But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear." Also in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death." And 1 John chapter 3, verses 7 and 8, it says, "Little children, make sure no one deceives you. The one who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. The one who practices sin is of the devil." See, sin is rebellion against God and his law and his standards. And God takes sin extremely seriously. And if you live in constant sin or a lifestyle of sin, then you are not of God. You are of the devil. And yes, that is some very harsh and strong language. But sadly, the trend in today's church is that Jesus loves you just the way you are. Wow, I am so loved by God. I can do whatever I want, and Jesus loves me. Come on, you guys. That is giving people a pass to live however they want, to love whoever they want, and to act however they want.
How men today are trusting in the fact that at least one time in their life, they prayed a prayer and someone told them they were saved because they were sincere enough. And so in their salvation, if you ask them, "Are you saved?" they do not say, "Yes, I am, because I'm looking unto Jesus and there is mighty evidence giving me assurance of being born again." No, they say, "One time in my life, I prayed a prayer." And they live like devils.
See, if you and I are truly saved and we're followers of Jesus, then he is our master. His word is our authority and our standard. And we live our lives in obedience to him and surrender all we have to him. In other words, when you come to Jesus, you no longer live life on your terms. It's on his terms. I want to look at one more passage again before I show you these clips. Let's go to Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 8. But I want to start in verse 5. It says, "When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, 'Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house.' And he hurried and came down and received him gladly. When they saw it, they all began to grumble, saying, 'He has gone into the guest of a man who is a sinner.' Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, 'Behold, Lord, half of my possessions I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will give back four times as much.' And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. Did you notice the fruit of someone who has been saved by Jesus? It was action, not just talk. See, this man's heart was transformed, and he recognized his sin and showed his repentance by repaying everyone what he stole from them. This is what John the Baptist was talking about in Matthew chapter 3, verse 8, when he said, bear fruit in keeping with repentance. So based on what we've talked about so far, I want to show you a few clips. And as you're watching, I want you to ask yourself one big question. Are these people truly saved and living for Christ? Or are they self-deceived and living how they want?
Matt, you look like you're ready to talk. So tell us a bit about your journey.
Yeah, I'm Matt. Thank you so much for being here. I am gay, same-sex attracted. I like boys. And what's more important is that I love Jesus, and Jesus loves me.
Did you hear that? He just said, I like boys, and I love Jesus, and Jesus loves me. What?
Enough already with this gay Christian stuff.
People are so deceived because they elevate their feelings, their emotions, and their experiences above God's written word. And I want to show you proof of what this looks like. Check this out.
In my lowest points, you know, God was there with me and sending me visions and inspiring me. And I remember sitting in the hospital at UCLA after having a mental breakdown, and there's documentations of me drawing a church and saying, start a church in the middle of Calabasas. The greatest artist that God has ever created is now working for him.
So there's Kanye West, who claims to be a follower of Jesus, who supposedly made a nice gospel album, which was pure publicity, by the way, and goes around promoting himself and talking about how amazing he is at false churches with false teachers like Joel Osteen. Well, watch this clip and see if this sounds like someone who is a true follower of Jesus.
So I'll be surprised that I'm still alive every day.
How did you not so-called disappear? Like, because that's a hell of a fight.
Because, you know, because I'm God. And anyone to disagree, I'm the God of me. And you can't tell me who I am. I can't tell y'all. I could tell y'all. It's y'all's job to listen. I'm the God of me. I don't know if I'm in heaven already and shit. I got number one from that. For all you know, I might be on like a fourth dimension version of the lifestyle. You know, I don't know. Like I said, I must have died in this accident. It must be heaven.
Did you hear what he just said? Right there in that clip, he said that he is God. And he doesn't care what you all think. It doesn't matter. He's God. He's the God of his own life. Does that sound like something a Christian would ever say? Other than Stephen Furtick? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own, for you have been bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body. See, what Kanye West says and believes is not out of the Bible. It is not from God, and it is not from the Holy Spirit. There's only one person that this could be from.
Could it be Satan?
I am a gay Christian, and I have the Spirit of God inside of me. The time that I felt most filled with the Holy Spirit was when I kissed a woman. That is when I was filled with peace and joy. That is a personal experience to the beautiful fruit of the Spirit of God being in my relationship with my wife and in our children.
Can you link that fruit back to the Bible?
There's no scripture that you can point to that can disprove that, because it's about my personal relationship with my soul and heart.
I have two scriptures.
I just told you, you cannot use scripture, sir.
But
if you're going to hold the Bible above my personal relationship with Jesus Christ, then you have held the Bible as an idol.
What Bible do you read? I'm just curious. The Holy Bible.
I actually feel like a better
question. Sadly, this is one of the scariest trends that is invading the church today. The belief that your experience is your truth. Oh, goody. I mean, who cares what God says? It's all about what you've experienced and what you feel in your life that really, truly matters. Well, let's test that against God's word. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 10 says that the effeminate and homosexuals will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Romans chapter 1, verses 24 through 28 says that God gave them over or abandoned those who turned to homosexuality. And Psalm 5, verse 5 says, "The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all evildoers." So let me ask you a few questions. Does it sound like these people love Jesus?
No.
Does this sound like Jesus approves of their lifestyle?
No.
And are these people truly followers of Jesus?
No.
The answer is no, no, and definitely not. This is pure deception. These people are following a God that they have made up in their own mind. And let's be very clear, it is not the God of the Bible. Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, verse 46, "Why do you call me Lord and not do what I say?" But let's continue.
I'm going to burn in the fiery fucking pits.
Oh, but God forgives.
Yeah, he does. He does.
I believe, no, I think you have a real faith in Jesus.
Oh, 100%.
So you are forgiven of your sins.
I love Jesus Christ. And I know that the Bible's not going to change for me, too. Like, I know that if this is truly a sin, then I have to answer to that when I go. It's not. There's nothing I can do. Also, there's nothing I want to do, though. I love who I love. And I truly believe Jesus Christ, the embodiment of love, is like, I get it. I feel like he's always kind of like letting me know, like, I'm glad you're on the right path.
So according to this homosexual man who loves who he wants to love, he believes that Jesus is telling him that he's on the right path. Keep it up, buddy. You're doing great. What? Said no verse ever. 1 John chapter 3, verses 7 through 10 makes it clear that if people continue to practice sin, lead a lifestyle of sin, that they are not of Christ, they are of the devil. So let's just address one of the big pink elephants in the room. No, you cannot be gay and Christian. If you are a follower of Jesus, again, it's on his terms, not your terms. Again, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Paul lays out a number of sinful lifestyles that will keep people from heaven. Now look at verse 11. It's very interesting what it says. It says, "And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." In that one verse, four times, Paul uses the word were, past tense. You were this. You are not that any longer. See, when Jesus saves a person, they are made new. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, the old has passed away and the new has come. We abandon or run from our old lifestyle, our old sin, and our old affections. So you cannot claim to be a Christian and remain in your old sinful lifestyle. See, being saved is a radical transformation. So if there's been no transformation, no change, then it's proof that you were never saved in the first place. But let's move on and see another example of someone who claims to be a Christian, but again, lives how they want to.
Of course, Justin Bieber is very famous and he's ultra successful when it comes to music. He's a pop icon and he's also had some small acting roles here and there over the years. He began to grow his faith after building a relationship with his pastor, Judah Smith. And Justin Bieber, he describes their relationship saying that Judah Smith never asked for anything. And Justin Bieber's baptism in 2014 as a member of Hillsong's Church NYC appeared to be a watershed moment in his faith. Justin Bieber believed that faith is like marriage because it does not depend on him performing in exchange for money. In an interview with GQ magazine, Justin Bieber describes God saying, "Every time we make a mistake, he always picks us back up. That is how I see it. So it is as if they're saying, I made a mistake. I'm not going to dwell on it. I'm not embarrassed, but it motivates me to do better."
So right there in that clip you just saw, there were three red flags pretty much right there in your face. Did you catch them? Let's go over them a second. First, Justin Bieber aligns himself with Judah Smith, who is a major false teacher. Second, Justin gets baptized at Hillsong Church with fired pastor and adulterer Carl Lentz.
Hey guys, welcome back. We're here at Hillsong Conference 2017, having the best time, and got some good friends of mine that have stopped by on the couch. We've got Chad, Justin, and Carl.
I love you, man.
I want you to know you're loved. Thank you so much. Guys, so How you guys doing? Are you guys enjoying conference, Carl? You're wearing a Hillsong college
jacket.
You see these boots?
Those are very cool.
It wasn't your turn.
Off-white. These are off-white.
It wasn't your turn.
These are off-white.
So
these are off-white.
Good to see you.
Shout out Virgil.
Shout out Virgil.
Virgil, do you watch CBS?
Did you see his talk? We watched his talk together.
Yeah, it was very good talk.
Very good.
And third, Justin admits that he makes mistakes. But he's not embarrassed or bothered by them. Instead, he says it just helps him to do better next time. I mean, just think about this a second. He surrounds himself with false teachers. He goes to a false church. And he does not mourn over his sin. In fact, he minimizes his sin, calling them just mistakes. See, Satan has blinded most people out there into thinking that they're good people. You know what? I've got a good heart. I give to charity. I watch out for people. I go to church sometimes. I read my Bible. I made Jesus Lord and Savior. I mean, look at all these wonderful things that I've done. Again, please understand that repeating a prayer, getting baptized, asking Jesus into your heart does not save anyone. But Matthew 7 verses 21 through 23 makes it clear that many will stand before Jesus on that day and they'll list all the things they did. They'll say, didn't we prophesy in your name and heal in your name and cast out demons in your name? And Jesus will look at them and say, I never knew you. Away from me, you who practice lawlessness. And these people, make no bones about it, they will be cast into hell. And that's why I make these episodes, you guys, because too many people have been lied to, that they did something, that some act they did years ago was like a flu shot to keep them from hell. But sadly, so many people are running to hell. Matthew 7, verses 13 through 14 is very, very clear. See, the Bible doesn't care about your feelings or your experiences or your emotions or your happiness or your good deeds. It cares about your holiness because Jesus is not your homeboy. He's not your boyfriend. He's not a good guy and he's not the man upstairs. Jesus is God Almighty in the flesh. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And let me be clear that he, not Mary, is the only Savior. He is the only mediator, and he is the only one that will return soon to get those that are his.